The following recording is copyright 2013, Diocese of Little Rock, all rights reserved. For more information, visit www.dolr.org.
This year, for the second year in a row, the bishops of the United States have called on us to observe a fortnight for freedom. 14 days of prayer, action, and study for religious freedom in our country. It began on June 21st, the vigil of Saints John Fisher and Thomas More, who sacrificed their lives rather than violate their consciences, obeying God rather than King Henry VIII. The fortnight ends on July 4th, the day we remember all of those who sacrificed their lives so that we could be free from the tyranny, also of those who would force us to violate our consciences today. This freedom to follow our conscience is our first and most cherished liberty. It is enshrined in the First Amendment to the Constitution and is under attack today by those who seek to replace freedom of religion with freedom from religion. They would still grant us freedom of worship, but no longer freedom of religion. And when we really do try to live our faith and refuse to set aside our faith when we leave this church building, we're called intolerant, when what we really are is principled. And we're called judgmental, when what we really are is moral. And we are called behind the times in an era of social change whenever we appeal to a higher law. You know, we could just simply ignore all this, like most people did in the time of King Henry VIII. You know, live and let live. Except that won't work. Evil deeds that violate the laws that God Himself enshrined in nature, in the very way He created the world and the human person, anyone can see those laws. And if you violate them, they have evil consequences, even when done in ignorance. Consequences that damage all of society, not just those who do the deeds themselves. There are no laws forcing us to have abortions. There are no laws forcing us to use contraceptives or get sterilized or be promiscuous or have babies out of wedlock, get divorced, live together without even being married, or now with encouragement from our Supreme Court, marry someone of the same sex. But our whole society comes apart. Our whole society suffers the devastating consequences. Even those of us who have never done any of those things. This should be sufficient to motivate us, even if only out of self-interest, to say, enough. But now, for the first time in memory, we have something further. For the first time now, we have a law that directly targets our beliefs as Catholics and seeks to force us to do what conscience forbids. It's called the Department of Health and Human Services Contraceptive Mandate, but that's a deceptive name, because it also mandates that we pay for the far more objectionable sterilizations for the purpose of contraception and drugs that induce chemical non-surgical abortions. Notice the mandate is not that these things be allowed. They're already widely available. What is mandated is that you and I pay for them, that you and I cooperate with the provision of these immoral procedures, and thereby cooperate materially with acts that are in violation of our conscience. And incidentally, perhaps no coincidence, in direct violation of the very well-known teaching of the Catholic Church. The accommodation that you, I put that in air quotes, the accommodation you have made, may have read about in the newspaper that was finalized on Friday is very insufficient. And in some respects, it's just smoke and mirrors, because we still will have to pay for these services indirectly through higher premiums. And worse, although it does exempt Catholic institutions such as the Church itself, there is no exemption to allow Catholic business owners to follow their consciences and the teachings of the Church in this matter. Plus, it forces those of you who will buy insurance from the exchanges, it will force you to buy policies that must include coverage for government-mandated contraceptive services that you will never use, thus subsidizing with your premiums the sterilizations, artificial contraception, and abortion-inducing drugs of those who do use them. In today's gospel, Jesus sets out for Jerusalem, where he knows that his courageous proclamation of God's truth is going to get him into big trouble. Preaching the truth that people don't want to hear will lead to his arrest, his torture, and his execution. But he also knows that standing up for the truth will also lead to our ultimate freedom, because the truth of the kingdom of God is more powerful than the lies and self-serving deceptions of the kingdom of this world. Jesus says, "No one who puts his hand to the plow and looks to what is left behind is fit for the kingdom of God." We have set our hand to the plow. Let us pray that God will give us the fortitude to remain faithful to the end.